When reaching this stage, the Mujtahid is qualified to become a religious authority emulated by thousands of people.
To become a Mujtahid, it took a long time. It needs a long time. He will study different lessons, different courses, he should pass, and then he will be able to reach to this point. During this procedure, after a long while he's studying, and meanwhile he's teaching, and meanwhile he is writing papers, books, and so on, he's delivering lectures, the people around him, his students, his colleagues, the ordinary people, they will know him. They will understand and recognize his level of knowledge. And therefore he will be known after a while in Jose, and after a while in his city, and after a while in his province, and so on. Maybe after a while he will be a global and international feature.
So on what basis do people choose their marja? Islamic teachings tell us to go in search of the best of the best when choosing a marja to emulate. The best is defined as a religious authority who has the ability to lead and pass Islamic decrees. But the norm is that candidates are nominated and do not recommend themselves. The nomination can come from two Islamic experts or a group of Islamic scholars who are familiar with the person in question.
First reference is the university, and the main university here is Hawza, and among Hawzat, the best one is the Qom in Iran and Najaf in Iraq. And also, inside these universities, if we can find particular association that would be helpful, and we have it here. There is an association which is called Jama'e Mudarrisin, that is an association of Islamic scholars, and they have been questioned always and always for marja, so they try to find out the best way to choose one marja. So they have sessions and they study about these scholars, the present one. They study their books, for example, their teachings, and by comparison between them, they introduce among them according to their, actually they vote, and after voting, the number of marja that they have more vote among those specialists, they are introduced to people.
And there is a concept in Islamic literature that we say that we should refer to one who is in the highest level, the idea of following A'lam, the one who is in the highest level.
Every Shia Muslim chooses his or her marja so they can direct their religious questions to a person they trust.
When the person who is mujtahid becomes the point of reference by people, and so-called people follow him, following a marja is called, quote-unquote, taqlid, means to follow the expertism of a marja.
The people refer to him for answering their questions. And he is able to answer these questions based on Islamic values and concepts. He is able to refer to Islamic sources, Quran and Sunnah, and to find the appropriate answer for every question that the people have. To refer to a marja, or in some other sense to an Islamic scholar, Islamic specialist, is just like referring to someone who is a specialist in medicine. The word imitation, that sometimes it is used by the Farsi-speaking people, it is not a correct word for this, because imitation is to follow someone and to do what he does without any reason. While when you follow a marja, when you follow a mujtahid, when you refer to him, there is an important rationality behind this procedure. Because when you are not a specialist, you should refer to a specialist. And this is the most rational activity that you can do.
In Shia Islam, there are five primary principles: the belief in the oneness of God, justice, prophethood, imamat, or the leadership of the appointees after the prophet, and finally the day of resurrection. To be a Shia Muslim, one must be familiar with the evidence and arguments that support these five principles and come to a true understanding and bond with them. But when it comes to the practices of Islam that are based on those principles, a complete investigation into the roots and philosophy of each one is not necessary. Of course, certain questions come to mind that must be answered, and it is here that the role of the marja comes into play. There are two kinds of questions: those that have always been and the contemporary issues related to the times.
Are there traditional questions that have been existing throughout the centuries and they are still existing? Because when you want to pray, you should know how to pray. And it does not depend on the time that you're living now or 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. You needed this issue. But there are, the second category are the questions that they are contemporary issues, new issues. And the mujtahid should be able to answer to traditional issues, and he should be able to answer to contemporary issues. There are some mujtahids that they are able to answer these new issues because they have enough knowledge, or they are able to refer to some experts in these issues and to gain enough knowledge about these issues and to answer these issues. And therefore now, if we refer to new books, we will find that besides traditional questions, there are some contemporary issues that have been answered by recent mujtahids.
One of the rules of choosing a marja is for him to be alive at the time. Because the study of Islam is a continual process and new issues of contention related to changes in society and science pop up all the time, the marja must be available to address them. Each marja has a resaleh, or book of reference, that answers most of the basic questions. And for more in-depth issues, people can ask their marja directly and get answers. The Islamic decree a marja passes on a particular issue is called a fatwa. But what is this fatwa based on?
They find out when they collectively, they put together all the documents that we have, including the Quran, the wordings of the Imams and the Prophet, and also the logic and how they relate to each other. And there are sometimes, there are possibilities. One hadith, one piece of words of the Prophet may reflect different meanings, possible meanings. This is the difficult part. Sometimes there are more possibilities than two. So a mujtahid should come up with the right answer. It means they need to reach to the truth, which is there, and that is what God wants.
But what makes it possible for two marjas to pass two different fatwas on a given subject? Where does this flexibility in Islam come from?
One important point in ijtihad and marja'iyya is that when we say opinions or fatwa, verdict or idea of a marja, it is not a personal decision making. It is not a taste or some personal reasoning. There is a reasoning to reach something.